What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is your first time tuning into the podcast, I want to welcome you here. Maybe you were scrolling around on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Podbean or whatever it is that you listen to, and you saw a title that said Dig Straight Down. You're like, wait a second, that might have something to do with Minecraft, and I like Minecraft, so maybe I'll be interested in that. Well, you'd be absolutely right about two things. One, this show is about Minecraft, specifically Minecraft updates. And two, yes, you would be interested in it, specifically if you are interested in discussion about Minecraft updates, updates that are coming to the game that have been announced from Mojang themselves, such as the update 1.21, the hitherto unnamed update that I'm hoping that we get to see a name pretty soon, or updates that you like to just speculate about. You know, things that you say, well, this would be really cool to see come to Minecraft. It'd be awesome to have a backpack, for instance, or a red dragon, or things like that. If that's the kind of stuff that you're into, that you think about, and that you're interested in, you're in the right place. And I'm happy that you made it here. The more the merrier. We have a lot of great listeners right into the show. Get involved on the Discord. There's quite a community coming up right now around this podcast. And I am just excited that you've decided to come by and listen as well. And if you're a returning listener, thank you so much. I would not be doing this without you. All right, guys, with that all out of the way, all this introduction and all that business, let's get into the Q&A segment. This is the segment where I turn the spotlight onto you guys, the audience. And I like to highlight your creativity because you guys are very, very creative. You have a lot of interesting thoughts and opinions about the game, about Minecraft in general, about the updates, about things that should come to the game, things that should not come to the game. You guys have a lot to say, and I want to highlight that. So a few episodes ago, I asked you guys this very deep and probing question. Do you feel as if anything is missing from the Minecraft 1.21 combat and tinkering update? Now, I say combat and tinkering because, of course, that's sort of what it was called in Minecraft Live. That's not the official name by any means, but it was said that 1.21 is going to be themed around combat and tinkering to one degree or another. And combat and tinkering is what we have seen in a lot of the snapshots and previews that have come out about this update. We have, of course, the trial chambers, we've got the breeze, we've got the wind charge, we've got the crafter, we have the copper bulb and all the new copper blocks. There's a lot of cool things coming in 1.21, and I wanted to see what you guys thought. Do you think that anything is missing? Are there any gaps that need to be filled in? Does it seem that there's things that are not being added to this update that should be because it would fit with the theme? Or are any of these themes kind of falling short? So I wanted to hear what you guys had to say. The Arch Illager says, yes, additions to crossbows, like a scope or a spyglass, cogs and more. For example, body physics, being able to have a fatal hit to the head. But if they just added kicking, it would make my day. Somebody wants to do some kung fu in Minecraft. And I can't say I blame them, because that would be really, really cool to be able to do like a kick attack or maybe like sweep the legs kind of thing. Imagine doing that to an Enderman. I could see that being really fun. I don't know how Minecrafty that feels. And of course, that's something that we say about anything new that comes to Minecraft. It doesn't feel Minecrafty. But this would, it actually kind of would take me out of the game a little bit, because Minecraft has a very specific feel. It's a very stiff kind of game. Like, there's not a lot of fluid movement in the game. And so if they added body physics, it would have to be very intentionally designed to be within the scope of the game's kind of aesthetic and the way it works physically. Because the game, it feels very fixed. Everything is very fixed and stiff. There's not a lot of wavy, fluid motions happening. Definitely no explosive motions happening. Things tend to be in a fixed position usually. So that would be interesting to see someone do an interpretation to show me what would that look like in a vanilla Minecraft setting that wouldn't completely change the feel of the game. but a really cool idea nonetheless. Randomly Duck says, please give the fletching table a use besides villagers. Like maybe giving us the ability to craft a new weapon, like the dagger. It would have a shorter cooldown time, but do less damage. Again, here comes the dagger is something that we've talked about previously, and I feel like it's going to be something that we talk about until we actually get one in the game. Now, using the fletching table to craft a dagger, I don't know if that would be the appropriate place, because a fletching table, fletching refers to the feathers on an arrow. And so it's very, very specifically for archery. A dagger doesn't really have anything to do with fletching. So you don't fletch a dagger, you fletch an arrow, which is actually interesting. So the fletching table, if it were going to be true to its name and have a use that was true to its name, we would be crafting arrows in it. It would be different kinds of arrows, probably special arrows, but it would be arrows nonetheless. And maybe that's something that I could talk about in a future update, is basically what would I do? How would I give the fletching table a use? And I'll make a note of that mentally right now. I'll make an episode of that, maybe even tomorrow's episode, because I don't have a script for that one yet. but yeah, the fletching table needs a use. Right now it is sort of dead weight. It is cool. It does have a use, because it creates a fletcher villager, which have really good trades for early game. So I don't think that it's completely useless, but yeah, it doesn't really have a direct use apart from villagers. So absolutely agree with you. The Legender says, when talking about what's missing from this update, a rhyming name. And I got to agree, we need a good, clever name from Mojang for this update. Combat and tinkering just doesn't cut it. There's no ring to that name. It needs to have a little bit more personality. Elliot says, definitely a new sword type that is made from copper and will be able to do 10 hearts of damage to breezes, but will only do 4 to regular mobs. So a weapon that's specific to breezes, that's very interesting. HT says, a new type of melee weapon, because we've got the wind charges, but maybe we need a new ore. A new ore, I don't know if we need a new ore right away. I do think a new ore is on the horizon one day, especially when they do the end update. I do think we're going to get at least one. So a new melee weapon, I would be on board with that, especially if it was the dagger. Again, I did a whole episode on adding the dagger, so I do think a dagger would be very, very good. But yeah, we do have a new ranged weapon in the wind charge. A new melee weapon would be fun. Super Chicken says, something to do with the fletching table. Again, yes, we need a use for the fletching table. This Person Likes Chickens Forever says, combat. Like, the only thing we've got was the trial chambers. But I would like for the Java PvP system to go to Bedrock. There should be an addition where only mobile players are. Actually, I kind of agree with you. Yeah, the mobile players should have their own. Because look, I feel like the mobile players are, there's a lot of them, right? I feel like the people who play on iPad and iPhone, like, look, my son plays on iPhone. When he plays Minecraft, he's on my phone playing. But I feel like a lot of the players on who play Minecraft are playing on mobile. And so having their own version so that Java and Bedrock can be more alike when it comes to combat, I don't think that's a bad idea. Again, that's just coming from me being ignorant of how the game really works on the back end and understanding how the system works. But it sounds good to me. Doc says, a grappling hook. We need it. Keep up the great work. Well, thank you so much, Doc. Yes, a grappling hook would be super, super fun. Oculus says, perhaps a block set for calcite. Tough got one, so why not? Yes, I think builders everywhere would rejoice if we had a block set for calcite, because calcite is like the more attractive diorite. Like, diorite is just kind of everybody, well, I say everybody, there's a lot of people who like diorite, and I personally don't hate it. Diorite is kind of an ugly block. It's not the ugliest block in the game. The ugliest block in the game is a birch log. That's the ugliest block in the game. Birch trees are disgusting. I hate them. Diorite is close, but not quite as ugly as birch blocks. Birch logs, I should say. Calcite is really nice looking. I like calcite. Calcite looks really cool. It almost reminds me of like one of those white granite, you know, slabs. That's what it looks like to me. And so, yeah, I would love to see some more variants in a calcite block set family. Would be really good. Torben says, buildable siege weapons such as steerable war towers, trebuchet, and ballista. You can use a siege block to move blocks next to it. Using different types of siege blocks makes different weapons. So basically a buildable weapon system is what you're kind of hinting at, is you have these kind of like puzzle pieces or components, almost like redstone components, but they're specifically for weapons, and you put them all together in different formations and it creates different kinds of weapons. That would be really cool to see come to the game. And of course, ballista, trebuchets, absolutely. That would be fun. That would just be fun. I will say that we can already do this in Minecraft with redstone. Trebuchets and ballistas and all of those can already be done. But having them added in a more official way would be interesting. I don't think it's necessary, but would be fun. It would be fun. Nobody would be hurt, literally, anyway, if they added these in. But they would be hurt in the game, definitely. Well, thanks, guys, for these opinions and ideas and thoughts. And if you would like yours to be read out on an upcoming episode, go to this episode on Spotify and interact with the Q&A post there. Or you can go to Discord. I have a whole channel dedicated to the Q&A segment. You can do it there as well. And I'll do my best to read as many of those as I can in a future episode. Speaking of the Discord, the link to the Discord is in the show notes of this episode. So go on down there and check it out. There's a lot of fun things happening over on the Discord right now. A lot of fun ideas, some fun events even that are happening that are Discord exclusive and run by the community. So if you want to get up on that, go over to the Discord and check it out. We would be happy to see you there. The numbers on the Discord are growing, so there's no shortage of people to talk to about the podcast, about Minecraft, about your ideas for future updates. Whatever you want to talk about Minecraft related, you can do so at Discord, at the community Discord. So the link is in the description. Please go check it out. All right, guys, now let's get into the main discussion of this episode. And for the main discussion, we're going to be talking about the latest Minecraft snapshot. This is Minecraft Snapshot 24W07A. And this one brings a new mob to the game. So let's get excited for that. It's actually kind of a cool one. Let's go over the notes real quick. They say, we are now releasing 24W07A, containing bug fixes and a new skeleton variant called Bogged. Good luck dodging poisonous arrows. So known issues that they have fixed, the fall damage reduction for the wind charge was not working, and they fixed that. Essentially what that means is the whole, you know, it calculates from Y level, whatever. Whatever the Y level is that you basically hit yourself with the wind charge, if you fall past that Y level, you'll start taking fall damage. But if you fall at that Y level or above that Y level, you will not take damage. Apparently that wasn't working very well, and so they fixed that issue. Real quick, one of the changes that they made to a previous change was that now hoppers can once again pick up items from beehives and bee nests, but other full blocks still block them. This was a change that they made earlier, basically saying that hoppers will no longer be able to pick up items that have been glitched into full blocks above them. Because that was a bug that was never intended to happen in the first place. But that change in turn affected bee farms that a lot of people had for, you know, honey and bee wax. And so now they made it so that it can happen with bee nests and beehives, but not for other full blocks. So bee nests and beehives might see a rising use in those farms that have been affected by this change. You'll probably start seeing these popping up in farm designs that want to utilize full blocks over hoppers to pick up items. So get ready to see more of those. But now let's get into the more interesting part of this snapshot, the Bogged. The Bogged is a new variant of skeletons that shoot poisonous arrows. They're faster to take down, with 16 health instead of 20 health. They attack at a slower interval of 3.5 seconds instead of 2 seconds. They have a chance to drop arrows of poison when killed by players. These mossy and mushroom-covered skeletons spawn naturally in swamps and mangrove swamps. they can also be found spawning from trial spawners in some trial chambers. All right, so very brief. Not a whole lot here to unpack, but brings up some interesting things. So let's get into some of these thoughts. So poison-tipped arrows, first of all. I am glad that we're going to start seeing these in the game more because they're not something that are often used, especially in Java, because we don't have that nifty little feature where you can dip arrows into a cauldron full of potion and get tipped arrows. We don't have that. So it's not as easy to get tipped arrows in Java as it is in Bedrock. So this will be something that's really good for Java specifically, but for everyone in general, that tipped arrows will be more often used. Even like, you know, spectral arrows were more often used after the piglins started bartering them. So something to keep in mind. And now we can actually farm them in the swamps. So there will be a reliable way to get poison-tipped arrows, which are great arrows, honestly, better than, you know, normal arrows by far. And so I would suspect that a lot of people are going to be heading out to the swamp and combining this with their witch hut farms and slime farms into one big swamp creature farm. So that'll be really, really cool to see and to do as well. Poison. So poison in Minecraft has long been something that's been very annoying to a lot of players, and you know, you keep your milk bucket on hand when you know that you're about to encounter it, because poison is quite a strong effect. Witches, pufferfish, and cave spiders, at least those three, inflict poison, which normally takes the player down to a single health point. So poison is quite a powerful effect. The poison effect from the bogged poison arrows, however, only lasts about 5 seconds that I've seen. So if you manage to dodge the attacks of the bogged, you can keep your health points up. It's not going to take you down to the level that a single attack from a witch or a cave spider will. The bogged are not going to be that powerful, because you're probably going to be encountering more than one at a time anyway. This is made easier to keep your health points up by the fact that the bogged only fires an arrow once every 3.5 seconds. So you can really, even the visual, you know, signaling that they're about to shoot an arrow was there too. So you can really jump around and avoid these attacks quite well. And I think that there's going to be an interesting way to, since you can basically get a skeleton to hone in on you, on your position, and then move out of the way and they shoot where you were, there might be some interesting mob farm opportunities there where you can actually get these skeletons to shoot poison arrows at a target of your choosing. That's actually quite interesting, and I can't wait to see what people do, more creative people do with that fact. The bogged are also easier to kill than normal skeletons, because they only have 16 health as opposed to the normal skeleton's 20 health. So also something very good to keep in mind. These are not going to be as powerful as normal skeletons, it appears. It might be balanced out by the fact that their arrows actually do damage, poison damage, but they are definitely easier to avoid and easier to take out. So bear that in mind when you go into the game and encounter these things. Something that I've found interesting about this, though, is that skeletons are now tied with zombies when it comes to the number of variants that they have. So zombies have the two variants. You have the husks and the drowned. Skeletons have the strays and now the bogged. So three types of skeletons and three types of zombies. It seems to me that there's this really fun theme of undead mobs being able to adapt or be changed by their environment. And I love that. I love that little bit of lore in there, especially for the undead mobs. I think it would be kind of cool to see more variants for other undead mobs, such as the phantoms, the zoglins, skeleton horses, zombified piglins, all of those undead mobs. It would be cool to see more variants for them depending on where you find them. Maybe also kind of like how there are secret villager variants, such as the swamp and the jungle villagers. Maybe there could be secret variants of the undead. For example, if you took a zombie to the nether, it could become a nether variant of zombie. My idea for this is that it could be called the burnt. And it would look like this, like, blackened, crispy zombie as if it were cooked by the nether heat. I think that that would be hilarious. And maybe it's just all of its noises are like crispy, crunchy, crackly noises. As it's like a burned piece of bacon, but it's a zombie. I think that that would be hilarious. And maybe its eyes are kind of glowing like magma, just to give it a little bit of, you know, scary factor. And also the skeletons that spawned in the nether, like in the soul sand biome. What is it called? The soul sand valley. The soul sand valley. There, that could be a variant as well. And I think there could be something quite cool going on with, like, maybe soul flames lighting up their eyes or their rib cage. I think there could be something really cool going on there. I'm not sure what to call that variant, but it would be really cool. The same thing could happen for the end. So maybe taking undead mobs to the end could transform them somehow. I don't know. Maybe skeletons that have teleporting arrows? That would be cool. Kind of weird and interesting. Or teleporting zombies. I don't know about that. But some sort of variant that you can only get if you take a skeleton or a zombie or any other undead mob to the end would be fun. This could potentially open up the possibilities of new kind of like dynamic undead mob farms that involve taking the undead mobs to different areas, maybe different biomes or even different dimensions, so that they drop different items. So for instance, I think that you can have a drowned farm and maybe farm copper. I know you can farm copper from drowned. So taking normal zombies, turning them into drowned and farming them for copper is something that I've seen a lot of people do. Or maybe it's gold now. I'm not sure exactly what they drop, but I'm pretty sure it's copper. So maybe we could do something similar to, obviously we have that for the bogged, we have that for the strays, the husks don't really drop anything interesting. I think that they should drop sand. What if we could do this, you know, for nether and the end? I think that that would open up a little bit more possibilities, and I think that that would be really, really cool. So am I excited about the bogged? Yes, I think the bogged is an excellent addition to this update. Well, that'll bring us to the end of this episode. Send me your ideas, your questions, and your comments to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I have been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I will see you at bedrock.